Welcome back to the Golf Fit Athletics Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Scott, Golf Fit. Today we're going to be talking about what it's like to play in tournaments, to be a competitive golfer. It is the best feeling in the world. And the reason why I say that is because you have this like supercharged energy of adrenaline flowing through your veins. Especially on the first tee when they announce your name and they tell you to come up and hit your shot and everybody's watching you. It is the most surreal feeling I think I've ever felt, because you have so much adrenaline, so much energy, and yet you have to stay smooth and focused. So it's kind of this like yin and yang, you know, back and forth of, you know, not getting too amped up, but at the same time, you know, making sure that you stay in control. And, you know, it can be very intimidating for somebody that's never done it before. Even if you're somebody who's played competitively and you've taken time off from competing and then you go back to it, those nerves creep right back in. I've experienced that myself. It's so amazing because you feel like you're taking on this challenge of greatness. And when you do that, it really forces you to, you know, learn a lot about yourself, because you're not just trying to get the ball in the hole. You're trying to control your emotions and your thought processes and your actual processes that you're doing. And so all of these things come into play when you're competing. Now, when you get to a high level where, you know, you're playing on tour and you've got television cameras on you and you've got a bigger crowd watching you, you know, that is not something that even good golfers can just step right into and feel comfortable. A lot of guys, you know, on tour that, you know, just got their tour card and they're getting out there and they're, you know, giving it their best shot. A lot of them struggle with that in the first year or two of their career. And obviously some adapt faster than others, but it really is a challenge to make yourself believe that you belong there, you know, that you're good enough. And you can play under those circumstances. And, you know, once you get to where you're consistently able to calm yourself down under those kinds of conditions, that's when you'll start to relax and play your best golf. And you know, a lot of people think that these guys that are out there shooting these crazy numbers, a lot of them think they're just in this like domination mode of just like going to battle. But they're actually in a very calm, meditative state when they're playing their best golf. In fact, it's been proven that a lot of these golfers, when they're shooting their best scores, are in a state of self hypnosis. They're literally like playing from their subconscious mind, and they're just doing everything on autopilot. They're not even thinking about it. It's just kind of happening, and almost like getting into like a flow state where it just kind of flows through you and you don't really have to try. And a lot of new golfers don't quite get that because they haven't really learned how to surrender the results, and they're still, you know, they're still held up on results and expectations rather than surrender and creation. And I know that sounds a little bit out there, but that's the reality of how these guys actually play. So I hope that helps. As always, aim small, swing smooth. Peace.